Loves Jesus in America. Come back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. So tomorrow is my 60th birthday. I was born one day after my mom's birthday. Today is her birthday. She would have been 97. We wanted to commemorate that in some way, and Rach had a great idea to replay the interview that she and Tony Colombo did with my mom about 4 years ago when it was my 20th anniversary. And she's really cute and really sweet and really nice, and I had not heard it. I don't think I'd really heard it at all until yesterday. For some reason, my 20th anniversary was probably the best show I've ever had. Like, really fun, really meaningful. So you guys did a great job with it. But it's just one thing after another. So it was really cool for me to hear, just to hear my mom's voice and hear her laugh. So here it is.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mrs. Glover?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Rachel Zimmerman from Dave's show. How are you doing today?
Okay, Rachel.
Good. I'm here with Tony Colombo, so we just wanted to talk to you for a little bit about Dave. We're going to keep it pretty casual because we can, like, edit this and make it sound really good later. But we just wanted to have, like, a quick conversation with you about Dave's life and career and anything you want to get off your chest about him that you think the world should know.
Hello, Mrs. Glover. It's wonderful to talk with you. How are you?
Well, I'm okay.
Good, good. Thank you so much for doing this. I know it means a lot to Dave. He jokes a lot, but I know it means a lot to him that you are taking a few minutes and doing this for the 20th anniversary show. So it's so cool to talk to you.
Is this Tony?
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes,
I could hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will speak up.
Here,
I cranked
him up too.
Yeah, there
made
you
his
go.
Mic a little louder.
That's fine.
So, I think the question that everybody wants to know about Dave is he tells so many stories about his childhood, you know, anything from wearing Star Trek shirts and ballet shoes to elementary school and giving karate lessons and dance lessons to the neighborhood kids. Would you say that those stories are exaggerated, or was he as he wasn't maybe as wild of a kid or as different as a kid as he likes to portray?
He was always a good kid.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's great.
He was very good.
That's great. Do you have any stories about from his early days as a kid? Like, did you ever expect him to go on to be able to entertain so many people on a radio show for so long?
Well, it seemed to me like from the time he could walk and talk, he was entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, that
either that or showing off.
Maybe a little bit of both.
No, he loved to imitate people on TV, and he did an imitation of Nixon.
Really?
Back when he resigned, and he did that at school. I don't remember if he was like first grade, and his teacher thought it was so cute. She took him to all the rooms in the school and had him to do it for them.
That's awesome. Was it like the peace signs in the air thing?
Yes.
Is that what he was doing?
Yes.
That's hilarious. We've never heard that story before. That's great. When you say show off, was it always things like that? Was he always trying to kind of be the funny guy, the clown, or was it athletically showing off? Like, what was his, what kind of kid was he?
Oh, he tried all the athletics. He started out with Little League, and he went on to football and all of it, and they found out how fast he could run.
Yeah.
So they put him into track and gave him a scholarship for track over at SIU.
Right, yeah, he's got some stories about the track trips and the people that he raced against. So yeah. that was probably fun, right? To watch him, you know, be so successful in athletics, and maybe something that that you didn't really know that he had in him until he was out there performing and doing such a good job with it.
Well, he would go to practice for Little League. It's right close to home, and he'd come home and tell us, made a home run. If he made it to first base, he thought he made a home run. We thought, boy, he's really good. He makes home runs every day.
That's pretty cute.
That's hilarious. So what about when he got into radio? You know, obviously it takes a lot of time and education and money to become a lawyer. So to work as hard as he did to become an attorney and all that, what did you think when he came to you and said, I think I'm gonna start a talk radio show? Go ahead.
Well, he did not like being a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful that he has been able to make a living doing what he enjoys doing.
Mrs. Glover, did you have any idea that it would last for 20 years like this? Like, did anyone in your family think, like, well, this will be the rest of his career? Or were you just like, this will be something fun for him?
Rachel, I worried every day that he'd say something and they'd shut down the show.
What about all the different fads? Because, you know, and just in the time that I've known him, you know, he got really into barbecuing and then that kind of went away. He got really into motorcycle riding and that's kind of come and gone. And you know, he's kind of gotten into these different fads. Were you ever afraid that maybe the talk show thing was just a fad? Or has he been like that his whole life, like really get involved in things and then kind of move on to the next one?
He had to try everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah, it's a dangerous, you're afraid he's going to get hurt?
Yeah, he came over once on it when he first got it, and I said, don't ever ride that to my house again.
Did he ever ride it to your house again?
Nope.
Good, good, at least he listened. So,
but Dave has always been a good boy.
That's excellent.
And to me, he's still just my little boy.
Yeah, aww, that's so cool.
That's really sweet.
And I'll say one thing. He's very good to his mother.
Aw, that's so sweet. Well, good. He should be good to his mother. And I'll say this, and I would imagine that this comes from you and Jack, his father, that speaking as one of his friends, he's also always been a very good friend. He's always been very generous. He's always been there to help people whenever...
That's right.
If he thinks somebody's in trouble and he can help them, he's always been that guy. And I would imagine that is from the upbringing that you gave him. And you know, he's always been that friend to so many people.
He's always been helpful to people, and I was proud of him for that too.
Well, Mrs. Glover, before we let you go, Dave talks about you on the show all the time, and I was just wondering, has he ever said anything that you thought, that's maybe not quite right, something you'd like to have cleared up, or do you think he does a good job?
Well, he can take one little grain of truth and make a long story out of it.
That's what the great storytellers do, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
We can't thank you enough for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, I do want to congratulate him on his 20 years.
Yes, that's awesome. Mrs. Glover, thank you so much for your time, and I hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Nice talking to both of you.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Coming up at 4 p.m., we have a couple of guests from the Cancer Society. I'm going to be an ambassador for Real Men Wear Pink, raising awareness and money for Breast Cancer Research. We'll be talking to them at 4 p.m. Everybody, Steve in right now from First Community, First Missouri. I would say the opposite, back and forth. I told you, like, I've been going like once a week to your place, but you're so busy with the new construction, I never want to bug you, but you're getting close.
Getting real close, yeah. The we should be moving in and operating out of the new building starting on Monday the 23rd is when we expect to move in. When we do that, the old building has to go down and the drive-through lanes have to go up. So that's a different kind of pain for 5-6 weeks that we won't have drive-through lanes. But yeah, it's getting really close to being finished.
And there's nothing wrong with your old building. It's a perfectly serviceable place, but the new one's like, it's cool.
The new one is cool. There's more. We needed more room. The old building had been modified a few times, but it's you know, fully depreciated, as it were.
So milked it for all it's worth.
It served its purpose. And but yes, we have a second floor where a lot of we'll have administrative office and some things.
Well, for people, let's just pretend they don't know anything about credit unions. Introduce credit unions. Introduce First Missouri. Then I know you have a special deal for DGS listeners.
Yes. So that I actually got a chance to talk with some listeners last week. They came in to open an account. It was Mike and Martha.
Nice.
I wanted to say hello to them. And they had a couple of questions. You know, one is about, you know, the high interest checking. It's 4.27 up to 100,000, you know, up to 4.27. The kind of the question is, well, can that rate change? And the answer is yes, rates change. But and that the checking rate isn't, or it could change. We don't have any plans to change it soon. We're still we want people to move their checking accounts to the credit union. It's not you know, moving your checking account isn't an easy thing if it's not pain in your life. So, you know, we want to keep that rate up so that people will come. One of their questions was about convenience. They live in Webster, so I was able to tell them about shared branching, which is a great thing. Credit unions participate in shared branching, and it's worldwide, really. But here in St. Louis, like they said, they live in Webster. There's a credit union on Watson Road. I was able to tell them exactly where it is. So it was convenient for them.
So just to drill down on that, so you can go into a different credit union and behave as if it's First Missouri.
And most credit unions, yes. So the larger credit unions aren't participating in shared branching. And not every credit union participates in the shared branching network, but a lot of credit. You can go, certainly you can go almost anywhere and use an ATM without a fee. Or, you know, if it's another credit union, even the larger ones. But the you can go into another credit union and make a deposit or make a withdrawal, get a cashier's check, any of those types of things you might want to need to do at the at our location. You could do it at another branch.
Nice. And the deal you have for the DGS listeners?
So rates are going down on cars. Like I said, rates go down. Rates go up. Rates go down. You can't ever predict rates. But our car loan rates have gone down, and that's that I can say with. You know, I'm positive of that. So car loan rates are now as low as 4.99. I'm sure there's lots of people over the last 18 months or so who have gotten a car loan at they might have great credit and they probably got a loan 6-8% because that's what they could get at the time. And but rates are on cars are going down. And so for listeners of the DGS, it's we're going to give them $250 if they refinance their car with the credit union. So
very nice.
Member service reps are standing by.
And I didn't realize when you told me that a lot of banks don't want to touch older cars, not even that old.
Right. Yes. And, you know, certainly that varies from place to place. But, yeah, older cars, lots of places they won't even deal with it at all, regardless. You know, you could be a customer there for a long time, and maybe you want to borrow $4,000 for a car for your kid or something. I mean, it's an 01 Cadillac Seville like my son has.
There you go.
But yeah, it's not as easy to get. At the credit union, we don't have a limit. We'll do anything.
Yeah. And the basics of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that so banks make a profit and they put it in their pockets. You guys make a profit, you put it back in the business.
So the credit union is member owned. It's a cooperative, so the depositors are the owners, and so any profit would go to the membership and the owners, the shareholders. You know, banks have shareholders that they're looking at the stock price on a regular basis, and that you know the bank is trying to make as much money as they can for their stockholders. That's their obligation. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. That's the way it is.
The business model.
Right. The credit union is a cooperative. That's the business model. And that the, you know, any money that's earned will go back to the shareholders, which are the members, which are the depositors.
I love the history. I love that you guys, that most credit unions in Missouri started out in church basements. As you guys did, right?
We did. We were the first credit union in Missouri in 1927, so we're coming up on 100 years here soon. There was a lot of Catholic parish credit unions in the St. Louis area because our founder was involved with helping organize other credit unions. But there's other employee groups was another big thing, like. This employee group or that employee group or the teachers or this union or that union. That's another thing. Yeah. A lot of people think that there are credit unions are affiliated with unions, and it's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
But sometimes a union had a credit union.
So you have two locations, the one that I go to down in Lehigh Ferry, the new shop's going to be open in a couple of weeks. Everything bigger and better.
We have lots of beautiful glass in the lobby. It's going to be so great with the light coming in. So that's going to be a great place to make your cash withdrawal. And then the member service offices are all going to see, they'll be able to see the light of day, which is nice, is not what they have now. So,
right.
Yeah.
Very nice. Good to see you, Steve. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, I know I told you this before, but it's my mom's birthday today. She would have been 97.
Yep.
And she thought it was the coolest thing in the world that you and I were friends. And I have heard her say to people bragging, she'd say like, oh, he can call him and he will pick up the phone.
Oh, by the way, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call you anyway. I'd be too afraid of you not picking up the phone. But yeah, I mean, I grew up, I mean, Dave's only like 10, 11 years older than me, but I grew up watching Dave and lots of local, you know, newscasters, sportscasters. And when I got into the business and became friends with them, my mom was just blown away. She just thought that was just beyond belief. That not only did I know Dave Murray, but he's on the show every day and we know each other. And so, yeah, very cool.
Yeah. When I started out in TV in St. Louis, I worked with Patrick Emery. Mm-hmm. And people would come up, especially early on, people would come up to me and said, do you know Patrick Emery? Yeah. I'm like right next to him every day.
I know him. That's great. Who was your idol growing up as a newscaster or a weather guy?
The guy that I really homed in on was a guy named Don Kent out of WBZ in Boston. And at the time that I was really developing my interest in meteorology, we were living in Rhode Island. And so I would watch, that'd be I would watch Jack Chase and Don Kent do the news and the weather. Mm-hmm. On WBZ before I wouldn't leave for school until I saw a weather hit.
It's cute.
And other than that, Bob Ryan became a good friend. He and I are about the same age. So Bob was on the Today Show for a while, worked in Washington for a long time, and he's retired now. But those are the two guys I think that really pushed me.
So were you among the first wave of going from weatherman to meteorologist?
Yes, I was the first. I was absolutely part of the first wave. Handful of us were that first wave.
Was it? Did anyone get that degree before that? I mean, was it mostly a personality television thing, or I guess they'd go to work for the government or the army?
Yeah. As far if you got a meteorology degree, you went to work for some private companies. We're just starting to get the National Weather Service, obviously. So you know things like that. Very, very few went into television. A few did. But very, very few.
So we have a beautiful weekend coming up?
Yeah, we really do. We have a cool front coming in late tonight, first thing in the morning on Friday. We're about 92 right now. We're going to be 81 for the high tomorrow. With the front, there's just not a lot of moisture to work with. There might be a rumble of thunder in a couple of spots. First thing in the morning on Friday, basically a dry day, partly sunny, 81 again, a little breezy from the northwest, clear skies, 70s. For Friday evening, delightful evening, 55 for the low, Saturday, sunny, 74. How about 49 on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Maybe a little chilly. Sunday, sunny and 77, but I do think we're back to about 90 degrees come the middle of next week. We're very, very dry. There's a relatively serious drought going on, but that's typical this time of year. Mm-hmm. We get into the fall. You just don't get a lot of rain. With that said, I have a lot of interest in a little tropical spin in the western and central Gulf of Mexico. Will it become a name storm? Not sure of that. It may be too close to the coast. Will it come up for us? Way too early for that, especially if the northwest flow holds, it will not come up. But if we can get a few days of a southerly flow, maybe by the end of next week, maybe.
Very cool. Let's save headlines for the next segment. Andrew, tomorrow you guys are taking me to my birthday lunch, and it's at a place that I understand has a challenge burger, a giant burger that you have to eat in 30 minutes.
She told you about that, did she?
She told me about that. And I said, and I mean this, I don't mean this derisively, I mean it as a compliment. Eating the most over 30 days, you got my bet. 30 minutes? I've seen you do eating challenges before.
Now,
I don't know if you get psyched out in your head or your stomach's too small, but...
Now, I do think I could do this one.
You do?
Because it's burger based. It's a burger based challenge with fries. You already know how I feel about fries.
Yes.
Fries are nothing.
Yeah.
They're like
sweet
wind.
Fries are sweet wind. And I think I could, being a burger based challenge versus a pizza based, pizza's is tough. Pizza's got a lot of grease. It's got a lot of oil on it. Right.
Because burgers really are known for not having any grease.
How much is that burger?
Yeah, do we know,
I
Rach?
I think it's $40.
It's $40.
That's okay.
Okay. I tell you what.
It's meant since to be eaten by four people.
Dave's birthday. You do that. I'm in studio with you on the 27th. I'll have $40 in my pocket.
All right.
There we go.
There you go. Now you got
to
do it.
Now I have to. Now it's a dare.
That's right. The gauntlet has been tossed down.
Triple dog dare you.
I'll try it.
Do we know the challenge?
Yeah, it's 30 minutes or less. You eat it in 30 minutes or less.
It's a bag filled with French fries.
What
and
do you get?
I think you get a t-shirt.
Okay.
And you get a 2-pound cheeseburger.
Okay. 2 pounds doable.
I feel like 2 pounds is doable.
In 30 minutes, though?
I feel like I eat 2 pounds in chicken nuggets and McDoubles from McDonald's all the time. I feel like I do 2 pounds of that.
If I'm betting, I'm betting against you this time.
Uh-oh.
Kevin's looking at it. Do you think?
Well, clearly
think
I am too, because I would never toss $40 on the table.
How do you think you'd do?
I probably could do half of it.
A man who knows his limitations.
I feel like I could do.
But I mean, I would feel terrible afterwards.
Yeah, I feel like I could do the burger, but not the fries.
I don't mean to suggest that I would easily clear this and then have dessert. I just think. But you know what, though? Half an hour is the tough part.
That's it. In an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
See, I feel like whatever's going to happen is going to happen in 30 minutes.
No, because you have to just nonstop eat with that. I mean, like 30 minutes for a 2-pound burger.
And the thing we have to keep in mind is Andrew likes to chat during lunch, so that slows him down.
We have to not talk to him.
I will be stone silent.
Should we put
you
at an isolation table?
Well, I mean,
Wheels, I'll buy yours if you're stone silent.
Let's go. I'm going to lose, but I'm going to get leftovers.
We could go there often.
Hey, they could be good leftovers.
We only go to places with eating challenges.
Yeah.
Starting to see a pattern here, Dave.
Yeah.
I would try it.
I know his confidence is waning here.
I mean, that's the thing. So, like, it's 2 pounds, but that's just the burger. That's not counting the cheese. That's not counting the bun.
Okay,
that's not counting the fries.
Here's the number one thing also, and this is not a cop-out of being 100% serious. There are pickles on the burger. Now, I don't know if they will let me take those off as part of the challenge, right?
You don't like pickles.
He hates pickles.
Because I cannot eat pickles. I will be very ill if I eat pickles.
Well, that's you say you're allergic to pickles.
They're gonna have to
let you take them off.
It could invalidate the challenge, though.
I could lie. Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't know if taking the pickles off would invalidate the challenge.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too. I would
you
ask.
You could probably
though.
Just ask for no pickles.
Yeah.
When you
I'll
order.
Have them replace it with like mashed potatoes or something.
make it even harder.
Reasonable.
Well, yes, I have to. That will prove that I'm not just trying to shirk the challenge.
Sure.
I will say you could put another pound of meat on
Throw
there.
Throw some more cheese on there.
Yeah, put another pound of, make it a 3 pound.
Just a fear to pickles.
I'm just a fear to pickles. And, You know, there's been a lot of salmonella off of lettuce lately, so I better avoid that, too. Anything green, really. Just keep it off the burger. Yeah.
It's a burger challenge, not a salad bar.
Thank you. Thank you.
The potatoes were green at one point.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
All right.
See you next week.
Good luck.
Back down. 351 DGS. Can I say something indulgent about my kids here?
Yeah.
As you guys know, Nick, my son, who will be 30 in January, is literally my best friend. I know you're not supposed to be friends with your kids, but I am. And he's so sweet. He's so great. Everyone loves Nick. He's just the absolute best. And we went to dinner last night. We went to breakfast this morning. On my birthday tomorrow, we're going to the ball game, going to dinner, like blah, 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 blah. And I was texting Phoebe last night, and I said to her, you're so lucky to have Nick, and he's so lucky to have you. And you guys will have each other your whole lives. Like, that's something you don't think about a lot when you have kids. That we have them, but then natural lifetimes, they're going to have each other longer than they have you.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, not every set of siblings get along great, but mine do. And they're both, like, good human beings. It feels good.
Yeah.
Like, it feels good to know that they'll always have each other.
Yeah,
and really cool. And parents out there get that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have two or you have six or what have you, you need to hurry up and have another one so your child can have a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put the work in.
Yeah, sorry. Probably not going to happen.
Report back.
Yeah, a little old for
Let
that.
Us know about the progress.
A little old for that.
Rach, would you have multiple kids for that reason?
Yeah, I would like to have two, I think. You know.
Don't push three. Look what happened with my mom and dad.
Three, I don't know. That sounds like a lot, but I think two is the perfect number.
Yeah. I think families who have a bunch, it's kind of hellish when they're little. But man, once they all grow up, and if you have like six, seven kids, I think that'd be the best. They all come home for the holidays.
Can you just
and stuff.
Skip to that part where they're grown?
I know.
Yeah, but then you miss them being little, and that's just... You know, that's what it's all about.
And by the way,
they're so cute.
It's perfectly normal and smart and cool to be friends with your kids when they're adults.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even as kids, I think you can be a friend and an authority figure at the same time. You just can't be only a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to be both.
Yeah.
But as an adult, that's what it should be. You're not in charge of them anymore. You know, like with my kid, I'm not in charge of them anymore. We're just friends.
Nick and I went to Frazier's last night, which is one of my favorite restaurants. Either have the halibut or the schnitzel, which I had. Amazing. But I was telling him about Joel, who was on with us yesterday, who lost his 15-year-old son, Gage, to suicide. And saying that this will be the first generation, we're not the first parents to be actual friends with our kids, but we're the first to do it generationally. Like, there weren't many kids my age.
To be normal that way, yeah.
Yeah, it was your dad was your dad, and you liked him or you didn't, but he wasn't your pal. And when he passes away, you deal with it the way we have for generations on end. Like, that was my dad. This group are going to lose their parents and their friends, which, like Joel was saying, his son Gage was his pal.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.